Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
There's a story in the New York Times. I believe this ran in the Tribune as well the other day. I kind of stopped existing. Foreign students are stuck and reeling. It's the story of, okay, so for some kids who go to college and, you know, universities across the country, when the virus hit, the schools were very quick to close down. And that was okay if your kid then just throws his stuff in a bag and comes back from Northern or the U of I, wherever you're lucky enough to be able to send them. And now they're back in your basement, being frustrated like you are. But what if that student is from Italy or China or somewhere in South America and the school said, you're out? That's what happened to Anna Scarlato, who was profiled in that Time story that you may have seen in the Trib. And she is a University of Chicago student from Italy. Hey, Anna, this is John, and you're on WGN in Chicago. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I mean, it's funny because that's normally how we all start a conversation, how you doing? But these days we mean, how are you doing? And you're doing okay, right?
Yeah.
I'm
currently in California right now.
Yeah, so here, I think I know what happened. I mean, they alluded to this in the story. UC closed. You had to get out. Like, what was the, how much time did you have between them telling you you've got to be off campus and you having to find a place? How much warning did you get?
Between the article and us actually having to get out, maybe 10 days. But an email, like the email that they sent to the students, arrived later than the published article. So maybe a week. I don't know. Less than 2 weeks for sure.
I'm sorry, the article. But I mean, when the university told you, here's the date you have to be out
there
by.
There was an article in the university newspaper about the university dorms closing before we even received an email about the dorms closing.
So then you had at least some time to think, what am I going to do? And then what was your plan?
So I didn't know whether to stay in Chicago or go at some friend's house. But because of things that happened, I couldn't stay in Chicago because the person that I was supposed to live with was not going to be there. So if the domestic flights were going to be closed, then I would like be stuck alone.
That's right, because could you have gone back to Italy?
No, because at the time, like, the entire country was quarantined.
Of all the places to be from, Italy. So,
yeah.
And then trying to leave from, you know, Chicago, Illinois. We're a hot spot, and the place to escape for you is another hot spot, and you couldn't even get there if you wanted. Where are you from in Italy, Anna?
So I was born in Pompeii, and then I moved to Rome when I was 16.
Is your family okay and well?
Yeah, they're still quarantined, but from what I know, no one got sick.
How long has your family had to been shut down?
Since February 22nd.
So a few weeks longer than us, maybe 4 weeks longer than us. Wow.
Yeah,
so is
about
it
a month more than us.
Yeah. So, what's it like for, is it like in Italy for your family, like it is for people in the United States, social distancing, wear masks, the stores are closed? Is it like that or is it different?
I mean, the social distancing is different and there are like laws that don't let you use your car unless you have a special permit. You're not supposed to like just walk around without a purpose, like just to go for a walk unless you have like children. So it's definitely more strict than it is here, at least than it is in California. I don't know about the other states.
Yeah, it's kind of like that in Illinois, like California. I mean, we think it's oppressive. We think it's very strict here, but obviously it was a lot more strict in Italy, but the case was a lot more rampant and deadly in Italy at that time. So your boyfriend lives in California. You've got no place to stay, so you were able to get to California. You flew out there. His family said you could stay with us. Were you able to get on a domestic flight, or did you drive?
No, we came here at the end of March, so we were still able to get on our domestic flight.
Yeah. Was that kind of weird? I don't remember what it was like in the... I guess it was probably in March like it would be in April. Was the plane kind of empty? Was it a little scary?
I mean, the airport was completely empty. We went to check in, and we arrived at the gate within like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, at least on the... That's looking on the bright side. At least you can get through the TSA very quickly now if you do decide to fly. So now you're living with your boyfriend's family in California at their place. Are you still going to school?
Yeah, I'm attending classes online.
So the University of Chicago, God bless you, little girl, that's one of the most prestigious schools in the world. It's also the most among the most expensive. It's about $25,000 a term, right?
Yeah, 26, 25, yeah.
And so are you paying the full freight then? Do they still charge you $26,000 for this semester?
We are not charged for room and board, and we are not charged for eating at the dining hall. And I think, like, student expenses are, like, halved, but it's still, like, $20,000.
Okay, so that's the so if you strip it down to just tuition... You're at $20,000 for, and is that for the quarter?
Yeah, so we have three quarters.
Three quarters, okay. Well, yeah. If I were the University of Chicago, I would discount it. You're taking classes over Zoom then?
Yeah.
I would say this about the University of Illinois or Northwestern, any of the premium colleges and universities, maybe all of them for that matter, but I think very much a student's experience is in the classroom with the teachers, with the students, the whole environment. And if I'm doing it in my boyfriend's basement over Zoom, I don't think that's a $26,000 education.
You know, I was complaining about that too, John, because Noah's a senior, and Miami of Ohio is offering a discount, a rebate.
They are.
And I think the U of I mentioned they were too.
Miami of Ohio.
So I think schools are doing that.
Are they going to do that for you? Do you know, Anna?
I mean, the tuition for winter quarter is not going to be refunded because by the time that, like, the dorms closed, it was over. And the tuition for spring quarter has been, like just those things have been reducted. But other than that, I don't think anything else is happening.
Okay, but I'm not sure what you just said. Other schools are, for instance, the term that you're in right now, which is going to be largely over your computer, are they offering you a discount for that?
No.
Well, there you go. What are you studying at the University of Chicago?
Economics and data science as a major, and then I'm minoring in astrophysics and astronomy.
It's funny, I did too. So that was a joke, Anna. Your English is really good, though. Is your family English-speaking back in Italy?
No, my family doesn't speak English. I learned because I went to an international high school for junior and senior year.
This is, all right, so you started to learn English your junior and senior year in high school?
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Do you have plans to go back to Italy at some point? When do you think you'll get back to your family?
I don't know. Maybe September. That's the earliest I can see myself going back.
I'm sorry to hear that, but maybe that was the plan all along. Did you think you would get back sooner?
I mean, I was supposed to go back for spring break in March, and then, like, things happened.
Yeah, no kidding. So there goes your spring break, but you would have been maybe on campus for the duration or outside of that. And then what is your plan after graduation? Will you stay in the United States or do you go back to Italy?
I mean, I'm on a student visa, so whether I stay or not very much depends on whether I have a job offer by the time I graduate so I can apply for a work visa.
One last thing. Did your fellow international students have a similar experience? Because, again, we began this conversation just imagining that some of the kids can stay in the dorms and e-learn. Some of them can come home to their houses in the United States. It's probably more difficult for international students. What was it like for, and the U of C has a lot of them, obviously. What was it like for your colleagues there?
I mean, some of them requested to move to the only dorm that the university left open. But that was like a long-term solution. Like, you would have to stick and like live there for like 3 months. And I didn't know what I was going to be in 3 months. And I wasn't really willing to like pay for like a dorm room when I don't need to be on campus. And there are like cheaper options, especially like in this situation with like my parents, like they are quarantined and like they're like, I don't know.
Well, that's right. If you can find a better way to do it, do it. They did have an on-campus option. Yeah, interesting. All right. Well, it's a fascinating story. Just another wrinkle to this thing. And my best to you, Anna Scarlato, University of Chicago student, now in California. Learn well, stay well, and be well. Thanks for your time today, Anna.
Bye. Have a nice day.
Have a nice day.